Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Okay, if I'm not here to kind of part the fog, ever see like that movie that, you know, Stephen King's kind of a tool, but that movie, The Mist, where at the end the mist clears and everybody comes in and kind of clears up the apocalyptic dinosaurs and insects and stuff. That's what I'm here for. I'm here like the fireman emergency person to clear the bullshit mist of disinformation from the left. We're going to talk about two things today you're not going to hear anywhere else because there's a lot of bullshit surrounding these two things. First, we're going to talk about what happened at the White House yesterday where Karine Jean-Pierre and the Biden communists are alleging the Parkinson's doctor's identity can't be revealed, even though it has been revealed because of security reasons. That's some bullshit. Second, Project 2025, I got your questions. Here, I'm just going to give you the bottom line up front. It is the biggest non-story story next to the Biden has to get pictures how to walk on stage story. Folks, I'm sorry. I'm here to give you the truth. You want bullshit? Go somewhere else. You want the truth? You want to be 6 months ahead of the news cycle? This is your home. Beamstream Powder is a science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Go to shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 45% off. As I said, big show. Also, absolute chaos breaking out on the left. I got a quick clip from this morning. These guys can't get their heads out of their asses. Hey, you work hard to support yourself and your family, but it may seem as though you're taking a step back every month instead of moving forward. When the bills are higher than what you bring in every month, you have to swipe that credit card to cover the difference, and the debt just keeps adding up. But if you own a home, my friends at American Financing can help you break free from that cycle. American Financing is saving people just like you an average of $854 a month. Think about what you could do with an extra $800 every month and not having to worry about those monthly minimum payments. Even better, it costs nothing to find out how much you can save. All it takes is one quick phone call to American Financing. If you start today, you may be able to delay two mortgage payments. Call American Financing today. Start your journey towards being credit card debt-free. The number, 888-994-7660. Again, 888-994-7660. Or visit them online, AmericanFinancing.net. It's a .net address, AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 123334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Thanks, American Financing. All right, fellas, big show again today. Let's get this party started. First, before I get to that other stuff, this happened this morning. There was a meeting amongst congressional Democrat leadership in Washington, D.C. A bunch of these goons got in a room. One of them came out, Chicken Man Steve Cohen, a congressman from, I'm pretty sure, Tennessee. The guy is an absolute lunatic, a crazy person. It was weird. I testified up at Capitol Hill once, and he was really nice to me when the cameras are off. And then the cameras came on, and he turned into the crazy lunatic he is. Remember the guy eating a fried chicken up in Congress? If you haven't seen it, check it out. Here is a very short video of him coming out of the meeting. Now, to set this up, the meeting is about Joe Biden being a cognitive mess and whether he's going to be the nominee or not. Now, you would think if they were committed to this guy, they would come out unified and say, hey, this cat's the nominee. Not what happened again. Chaos is, they don't know what to do, folks. I'm going to explain why during today's show. But here's this guy's a Democrat, a diehard liberal. Listen to him come out of the meeting. Says they're not even in the same book. Check this out.
On the same page?
No. What do you mean you're not on the same page?
They're not even in the same book.
Was there support a President Biden?
What's the outcome of that meeting?
He asks him, are you guys on the same page? He says, we're not even in the same book. That's not me, man. That's a Democrat and a liberal one at that. Folks, they don't know what to do. Here's the problem. Let me just sum this up for you, because it's going to lead into something that President Biden's going to try to do. Don't fall for this trap. It's why I put that in the headline and the title of today's podcast. There's a trap they're setting for you right now. They've got an issue now. If Joe Biden has Parkinson's, Lewy body dementia, Alzheimer's, frontal lobe dementia, I don't know what the man has. I am not his clinician or his doctor. I don't know. And I don't tell you shit. I don't know. I'm not a liberal media journalist. I do know, however, he has something. And so do you, because you can see it. They're setting you up right now. The issue they have is this. They know this guy is probably going to lose. Probably. But they can't come out and say right now that the president is unfit to serve another term because they've kind of already have acknowledged that he has the same condition now. Do you see the problem? If they acknowledge he has some cognitive disorder that is destroying his executive function, then how is he the executive now? He's the literal head of the EOP. What does that mean? Executive Office of the Presidency. They don't know what to do. Their dilemma is this. Keep him in the race and probably lose. No red wave talk. Get out and vote because they're going to cheat. Duff said. But they are probably going to lose if you believe any poll. So it's either lose and lose down ballot, or number two, acknowledge this guy has some form of a cognitive disorder, use it against him to push him out of the race on a medical, but then you got to get him out right now because how the hell is this guy going to serve as president for the next 4 months? Folks, folks in the chat, does anyone in the chat have any sympathy for these idiots? I'm not asking you if you have sympathy for the country. Of course we do. None of us should be going through this. My question is not that. My question is, does anyone in the chat have any sympathy for these liberal assholes? They put themselves in this spot. Okay, no, fuck no, hell no, hell to the hell no. Okay, thank you. No, we don't. They did this, not us. Again, we warned them, did we not? We were called conspiracy theorists, cheap fake artists, fake news, and we were right again. Like we were right about Spygate, collusion, the laptop, COVID, masks, the vaccine. Our record of success is 100%. The asshole liberal media is freaking zero. Now, here's the trap they're setting up for you right now. They cannot admit Biden has Parkinson's or some other disease. I don't know what he has. I want to be clear. But I know he has something. They can't admit that because then he has to resign today. They can't. That's why yesterday's press conference with Karine Jean-Pierre, did you see it in the chat? Did you guys see it? Ladies out there? Holy Moses. What a shit show it was. They don't know what to do, the White House. They can under no circumstances admit this guy has a cognitive disorder. He has to leave. I want you to look back at this July 2nd tweet. And you guys tell me what's going on here. Throw that up for me. Here's the official President Biden. Well, it's the POTUS account, but obviously Biden has access to it now. Today, I signed the National Plan to End Parkinson's Act, a law that will help prevent, treat, or cure Parkinson's disease and similar disorders. This law is about dignity, folks. It gives people hope that we can end this cruel disease and we can still do big things. Well, it is a cruel disease, and I hope we do end it. That's not why they sent this tweet out. Any of you guys know what's going on here? Any theories on this? I'm going to tell you what this is about. Let's just say a little birdie chirped in my ear here that word got out to the... You ready for this? I'm sorry, I don't mean to... But if you're not ready for this, slow down and put down what you're doing. The Biden White House got word that the press was going to run a story about this Parkinson's doctor who had visited the White House multiple times. So the White House needed a story because they can't admit the president has a cognitive disorder. He's going to have to step down. So think about it, folks. What better way to put up a front reason for why a Parkinson's doctor? I see some of you in the chat are, yes, a setup. I see some of you are picking up on this. What better way than to say, oh, we were putting together an initiative on Parkinson's and this guy was our subject matter expert. Yeah, sure, bro. Sure. I'm just telling you, you heard it here first. Little birds. Little chirpers. You think that was Biden all of a sudden had some renewed interest? I thought he was doing the cancer moonshot. Parkinson's is a serious disease, no doubt. But that is not what that July 2nd tweet is about at all. They got word a while ago that this was going to be an issue. And they set that whole thing up. I'm absolutely sure of it. They needed an excuse to cover for why this guy was at the White House. Mark it. This is going to come out soon. It's going to be a way to push this guy out. Okay, absolute chaos broke out yesterday at the White House briefing because, again, for the fifth time, you can't hear it enough, brain tattoo time, okay? They can't admit he has a cognitive disorder no matter what. There's nothing to do with him running again. It's him serving out now. So they've got to hide this. The Parkinson's doctor, the White House medical unit, neurological exams, the cheap fakes, they will do anything to stop this story from getting out. Folks, there is a most certainly, with every single DNA strand of my being, a massive medical cover-up going on right now. And if this guy has dementia, Parkinson's, or Alzheimer's, and they are stopping the public from finding out, it is assuredly the biggest presidential scandal of our time. That a man who can't have a serious executive functioning brain has the nuclear codes is easily the biggest presidential scandal of our time. This is why this happened yesterday at the White House. The media is now turned on Biden. And no, it's not because they're doing journalism. Please, I know you guys aren't suckers for this, but there are still liberals who are. Look, they're not doing journalism. They're doing tyranny. Their path to power is not through Biden, and they're afraid they're going to lose power. So Biden is now the enemy. That's it. Period. Stop. They've determined Biden needs to go overboard. Goodbye now. So this happened yesterday at the White House. I'd play the whole thing, but it's like 5 to 7 minutes long. I don't have the time. So a lot of you saw it. Here are the lowlights. Bottom line, Ed O'Keefe and others in the White House press room are asking Karine Jean-Pierre, why won't you just tell us about this Parkinson's doctor that visited the White House? It's on Waves. Waves is the White House access visitor entry system. It's the logs that keep track of who enters a public building, the White House. You own the White House, not the Bidens. You know that, right? That's a taxpayer-funded building. They have no right to privacy for public events at a public building. Only in their private residence. That's it. She says, why won't you just tell us? It's in the records. Listen to this bullshit. Check this out.
That's a very basic, direct question.
Wait a second.
Eight times, or at least once, in regards to the president specifically.
Hold on a second.
That much you should be able to answer by this point.
No, wait a minute. Ed, please. A little respect here, please. So every year around the president's physical examination, he sees a neurologist. That's 3 times, right? So I am telling you that he has seen a neurologist 3 times while he has been in this presidency. That's what I'm saying. I am telling you that he has seen them 3 times. That is what I'm sharing with you, right? So every time he has a physical, he has had to see a neurologist. So that is answering that question.
No, it is.
It is. You're
Dr.
asking
Kevin
me.
Kennard, come I to cannot, the White House.
But I also said to you, Ed, for security reasons, we cannot share names.
That's still my favorite graphic. Is that one of the originals? If you're missing the show on Rumble, listen on Apple. You got to check it out. You'll see what I mean. Folks, she is horrible at this. That's besides the point. We all know that's baked into the cake. Karine Jean-Pierre is completely incapable of handling any of this. That went on for about 5 to 7 minutes where the media decided finally it was time to throw Biden overboard. I told you this was going to happen. Who cares? You know, self-praise things, but it's so important to me that I don't waste your freaking time. I consider you brothers and sisters. I told you this was going to happen. There was going to be a consensus opinion that Biden was an obstacle and not an asset or a stepping stone to power, and you would know when it happened. Now you know after yesterday. That went on forever. I sat there listening to that thing on Fox, on Sirius, on their app, outside getting my mail, like, this, what a freaking mess. Anyone else, Jen Psaki, Kirby, would have stopped that questioning and come out with some other answer. Not Karine Jean-Pierre. She constantly went back to, oh man, this is security reasons. We can't release the Parkinson's doctor's information, Kennard, whatever his name is. Folks, you want the inside baseball? I'm here to give it to you. Again, I promise you, you will be 3 weeks, 3 months, 6 months ahead of the news cycle. You ready for it? Worked in the White House for 5 years. Well, 4.5, let's be precise. Little over 4.5 years. Worked for multiple administrations, okay? Here's how it works. I promise I won't bore you. When a doctor or a specialist comes into the White House, they are you will see a certain person who's going to sign them in or vouch for them. It'll all be listed on Waves, this access system. That is public. That's how Alex Berenson, who broke the story, not the New York Times, who stole his story, by the way, Berenson broke it by looking at the public record. That's the hilarity of this whole thing. Karine Jean-Pierre saying it's security. If it's security for security reasons, there's no reason the guy's name would already be public, and they certainly wouldn't have met at the White House. That's nonsense. That's bullshit. There is nothing classified about a doctor visiting the White House in a public building on a public mission paid by public dollars. The doc's not being paid by Biden's personal insurance. Do you understand? This is all bullshit. Now, here's how this goes down. The 18-acre White House complex has the building you're familiar with, called the White House. But on the complex next door is the OEOB, the old Eisenhower Executive Office building. It's a rather large building. If you're looking at the front of the White House, you're used to seeing on the north grounds, it's to the right, Treasury's to the left. This is important. A lot of stuff happens in the Treasury building, and a lot of stuff happens in the OEOB. Why does a lot of stuff happen in the OEOB? Because the freaking White House is really small. Like, really, really small. You remember that movie, that show, The West Wing, where they're walking around in these cavernous hallways? That's bullshit. The hallways are tiny. Barely two people can fit in there at the same time. They're tiny. There's not a lot of room. Why am I telling you this? Because the med clinic inside the White House proper is exclusively for the president. You can pop in there for an aspirin or maybe an Advil once in a while, but you are not going to get an examination by the White House doc in the White House. Listen to what I'm telling you, because I've been there, and a lot of these journalists are talking a bunch of shit trying to defend this and liberals. The White House doc assigned to the president is assigned to the president, not you. It doesn't mean he won't help you out on the road, but when they're in the White House, you have your Secret Service or military, you don't walk into the White House clinic and go, "Doc, I think I have Parkinson's." I'm telling you, the chances of that happening are not 1%, 0.01%. They are freaking zero. Now, if you're sick, you can go over to the OEOB, the old Executive Office Building. The Secret Service also has a medical clinic in their headquarters on 8th Street. They have a medical facilities in Walter Reed for some military folks. Nobody goes in to the White House medical unit. Is everybody listening? Media people? Nobody for a Parkinson's checkup other than the president in the White House. The chances of that are zero. Zero. That is why Karine Jean-Pierre will not confirm that this guy was there to see the president. Because there's no one else he could have been there to see. Nobody. They are there for the president. That is it. It's when you take the elevator down from the private residence, all this is, I'm not giving you any classified information. The president takes the elevator down with the Secret Service. When they get out of the elevator, they make a left. The medical clinic is right there. That's not for you. That's for him. They are lying, folks. They are making this up. Now, here's the thing. Here's where they're going to have an issue from this point on. This damaging political narrative is already baked into the cake. What is my golden rule of politics and destructive political stories? Pay attention, man. This is super important. Brain tattoo again. This is super important. The only damaging political stories are those that change pre-existing notions of who a candidate is, correct? The problem the Biden team has now is this is already baked into the cake that Biden's compromised cerebrally, has a cognitive problem. It's not going to get any worse for them. However, it's so bad, they don't see any way for him to win. However, there is one thing that will make this thing worse. I don't wish it on anyone. I want to be clear. Not morally inept. A fall or a serious medical emergency. Because those are separate and distinct from Biden having Parkinson's or whatever. If he falls or has a medical emergency with the threat of death, it's going to change everything. It's the only thing that could possibly, I think, tip the donors overboard and get this guy out. I'm going to show you how this is so baked into the cake that the Biden team says, well, the damage has already been done. Everybody thinks he's cognitively compromised anyway, so why exit now? I'll show you what I mean with this clip. I always bring receipts. Coming up in a second. Quick break. We'll get back to the show. Hey, if you weren't following the news, a massive hit to the U.S. dollar just came in June when Saudi Arabia didn't renew the petrodollar deal with the U.S. Since 1974, Saudi Arabia sold oil solely in U.S. dollars, and that was huge to our global economic dominance. Now they want options other than the U.S. dollar. So I ask you, if there's less demand for the U.S. dollar, well, what happens to the U.S. dollar? Look, it's reasons like this. I buy gold from Birch Gold, B-I-R-C-H, and why I feel they're the valuable, most valuable resource for you as well. For over 20 years, Birch Gold Group has helped thousands of Americans protect their savings by converting an IRA or 401k into an IRA in physical gold. To learn more, text Dan to 989898. Claim your free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Birch Gold has earned my trust with their education-first approach, their thousands of happy customers, and their countless five-star reviews. Protect your savings with gold before the dollar plunges any further. Text Dan to 989898 today. Message and data rates apply. Thank you, Birch Gold. Here's what I'm talking about. I'm not telling you that the Biden has a mental problem is not a damaging narrative. What I'm telling you is the Biden team is determined. It's already baked into the cake. Hide any additional details. It's baked into the cake. We're not getting out. Only a fall or a medical emergency is going to free these donors to move at this point. And he's one fall away from this happening. Remember the show. I don't wish it on anyone. I'm just telling you. Okay? Here, watch this clip from, is it CBS Philadelphia, whatever. This is a Biden campaign volunteer. This isn't a Republican. It's not a MAGA guy. It's not a Trump volunteer. Listen to how he talks about Biden. Proving to you, this narrative is already baked into the cake. They've already taken the worst from it. Check this out.
The church visit, the president made his way to a field campaign office in Manayunk, where volunteers were surprised to find out he was visiting.
Oh, is he coming here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's cool. That's dope. I hope he's awake for it.
Solomon Troop, who has canvassed for Biden, was one of a few hundred who heard Biden speak at the field office.
Folks, this is a Biden volunteer talking on a camera. He understands this is going to be broadcast. They had a mic flag on. He knows it's going to be on the news. He doesn't even care. In other words, the leftists already accepted the fact. It's not damaging to them anyway. It doesn't matter if it's damaging to you. You're not voting for this. They don't really care. The Biden team, this is why he's not going to leave until he's forced out by donors. I can't say this enough. Here's the great Molly Hemingway on Outnumbered yesterday, explaining exactly what I just told you. They realize the damage has been baked into the cake. They can't acknowledge it, though. Not because they're concerned about Biden running again. He's not leaving. They're concerned about calls to have him removed right now. Here's Molly Hemingway explaining this exact thing on Outnumbered. And after this, I'm going to explain to you who the real Biden-Harris ticket is, and it's not who you think. Check this out.
Again, if Joe Biden cannot run for president, he cannot be president. And that's what we should be talking about.
You know, one day.
Molly's a great follow on social media. Never fails to get to the essence and heart of the matter. I hate to be so redundant. I need an audience. Anita, tell me if I'm being too redundant here. You're good at this stuff. I can't express to you in strong enough terms how critical it is you understand this. They will never, ever acknowledge this guy's cerebral disorder. A Parkinson's whistleblower doctor could come out tomorrow with Biden brain scans and they'll deny it's him. They'll say it's Scooby freaking Doo or something. That's a Shaggy. They will never admit to it. Because then they will have to explain why they put the nation in danger with a cognitively compromised executive who has no executive function in his brain. Do you understand? Once an official diagnosis comes out, everybody's going to go to medicaldiagnosis.com and go, holy Moses, this is what happens to people with Parkinson's? This guy's the president? He can't. They will do anything to hide this guy. And to hide his doctors. It's insane, by the way, that they're doubling down on these crazy narratives, folks. The cover-up here is ridiculous. This is one of the biggest scandals in presidential history. Think about the gravity of this. You've got a guy with a cognitive disorder in the middle of global chaos, one button push away from starting global annihilation, and nobody thinks this is a big deal? Shit, man, at least Nero only burned Rome down. This guy has the power to annihilate the entire world, the actual world, not the Star Trek world, not Star Wars, the real world. And he's not, he has no executive function. This is the real Biden-Harris ticket. And let me tell you something. It ain't Joe. Who is it? Play that cut. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. This is the real Biden ticket from this point on. Biden has done nothing for two or three days right now. He has done nothing. Look at his schedule. We cover it on the radio show almost every day. He has done nothing. They're not hiding the fact anymore that he can't do it. They've already dog whistled and winky winky nodded out to the donor class and everyone else. Don't worry, Jill Biden's got this. Now, whether they accept that or not, I doubt. Steve Cohen said at the beginning of the show, they're not even in the same book. Most Democrats aren't going to accept this, at least the ones in leadership and the money people. But this is the message going out right now. Imagine if Joe Biden could fix this, he already would have done it. He would have gone on the road and done five or six events, showed his mental clarity, and people would have been like, oh, he had a bad night. He's not doing it. He's not hiding that he's not doing it. Matter of fact, he's sending Cissé Poidwé out, who, by the way, just admitted the quiet part out loud. Did you? The reason I left that in, I was going to cut it at the applause line, but I didn't. I left that second part in for a reason. Anyone listening know? Yeah, you probably figured it out already. Who says that out loud? That the reason you're backing up Joe, a dementia-ridden or Parkinson's-ridden, whatever, basically cognitively deficient patient, medical patient right now, for president, is because he once helped you out in your career? You know, folks, there was a while back, I took care of Paula in her career too. If I had level 7 dementia, I don't expect Paula to go, hey, payback is I'm going to ask you to run for president. Is this woman insane? I mean, this, you want to see the real tyrant. Step 2 is Joe Biden. Step 1 is Jill. Folks, this is insane. We are living in just the absolute insanest of times right now. This is crazy. This woman is so power hungry for the trappings of office and to stick it to the man. I don't know. I know she doesn't like the Obamas and they don't like her, that she is committed to getting a second term, Jill Biden, Kamala Harris. And then she admits it. I feel like I got to do it. He helped me once. What about the country? That's a statesman approach? Is that a joke? Folks, I got more coming up next. They are doubling down, by the way, on this security reasons bullshit thing. I'm going to show you a couple clips. They can't even keep their own story straight anymore because the media is giving up on this guy. And they, unlike you conservatives out there who are used to getting beaten up by the bullshit liberal media over the truth, the liberals are not used to getting beaten up by their lies. They're not. Now the Biden team has no idea what to do. I'll show you what I mean coming up next. This is important. Stay tuned. Hey, getting a good night's sleep is really important to your overall wellness. That's why I'm thrilled to tell you how much I love my Helix mattress. I'm sleeping and feeling better every day. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Lux and Ultra Premium Elite collections. The Helix Plus is a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kid mattress is designed for growing bodies. Take the Helix Sleep Quiz. Find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes, and your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. Helix offers a 100-night trial and a 10- to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. It's a long time. Every mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It's a perfect combination of both comfort and support. Even better, the setup is really fast and easy. Helix is offering up to 30% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. I sleep on one. H-E-L-I-X, Helix. Go to helixsleep.com/Dan. That's helixsleep.com/Dan. It's their best offer yet, and it won't last long with Helix. Better sleep starts now. Starts tonight. Our last sponsor today, Blackout Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do a little test for you. There are now, I love Blackout Coffee. I love all their flavors. I'm obviously hooked. I'm a huge fan because I hate woke coffee companies. But more importantly, I hate coffee that tastes like crap. No one wants liquid brown water. I want coffee that tastes bold but isn't bitter. Premium beans, great customer service. So there's only one option, and that's Blackout Coffee. There are three flavors I've fallen in love with. They just sent me dark chocolate. Fellas, did you try it? Michael, which one did you get? Do you remember? You got blueberry crumble. The verdict is? Amazing. Justin, what did you get?
I had American pie for the fourth.
American pie for the fourth? What's the verdict? I would ask Guy. Guy, what did you, where is Guy? Is he even here? Guy, what did you get? Blueberry crumble. The cinnamon French toast is awesome. I absolutely love it. Just try it out. Blackout Coffee ships within 48 hours. It's incredible. Do me a favor. Go to blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. See what I'm talking about. They're the real deal. Stop drinking crap brown water. Go with the real coffee. Big thanks, John from Blackout. The crew thanks you very much. He sent pillow-sized bags. blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino or use coupon code Bongino for 20% off your first order. Make the switch to Blackout Coffee. blackoutcoffee.com/Bongino. Okay, Lab 7. Thank you, folks. Appreciate your patience. These sponsors help us keep the show free, and they love talking to you. Okay, he's telling stories again. I want you to watch this. He told Snuffleupagus, George Snuffleupagus, during that interview on Friday. This is Biden we're talking about. They're doubling down on the bullshit here. I want you to watch how they can't let this go. He told him very clearly that he didn't take a cognitive test, and he referenced like his job being the cognitive test. Don't listen to me. Listen to him. This is an important clip. Check this out.
By the way, in terms of my neurological capacity, I had a physical, a neurological physical as well in February. It's released. I released all my records. All of them. All of them.
Sorry, they got it in reverse. That was the Morning Schmo. This is the one with ABC. He just said he released all his records. You heard on Morning Schmo, right? He released all these records, his neurological tests. That's not what happened. He told Snuffleupagus in the ABC at Stephanopoulos, you get Snuffleupagus, probably a bad joke, probably won it out 1,000 times, but you get the point. The guy's a damn operative. Actually didn't do a horrible job, though, on the interview. He told him that he didn't take a cognitive test. He told him that the cognitive test was his job every day. Folks, what story's real? The answer is, I don't know. However, based on the evidence of the documents we can see of this neurologist and Parkinson's expert entering the White House grounds, as we've seen on the waves, the access system, it is clear the second story is true, but he's saying he tested negative on all this stuff. They're bullshitting you. They cannot admit he has an executive function problem because he is the executive. That's why. This guy has a real problem. Now, moving on, you get my point. They're not going to let this go. They're going to make up anything to get out of this. And by the way, one last thing. Where the hell are the whistleblowers? Donald Trump said he drank a Diet Pepsi one day, and a whistleblower comes out and said he's lying. He had Diet Coke. Totally bullshit stories. Where are the whistleblowers? We've got a major international crisis where the president of the United States, the world's most powerful army's commander-in-chief, has an executive function problem, and there's not a single whistleblower with the balls to come forward to say, hey, I can't tolerate this. I'm sorry, they're lying. Bunch of cowards and chumps. You make me sick. You better get ready, however, for the October surprise. This is where I'm very sorry. I don't mean to do this to you in the chat, Apple, Spotify, wherever you're listening. But I've got to put a little bit of a water damper on this fire. There's a lot of celebrating about this and chaos with the Democrats, not about the country being in chaos, but the Democrats did this to themselves. When your enemy's destroying themselves, just get the hell out of the way. There's going to be an October surprise. And ladies and gentlemen, if you think the cheating in 2020 was bad and 2016, the cheating in 2024 could be catastrophic. This is no excuse to give up. I don't know what else to tell you. I live in the real world, and the real world has real problems. We are going to have to absolutely swamp this thing to win, because it's clear to me now that the Bill O'Reillys of the world and these other left-wing D-bags who are like, Democrats don't want illegals to vote, are entirely devoid of common sense and can't see the evidence in front of their eyes. I've been talking about this for months. This is what I was talking about when D-bag Bill O'Reilly was like, we've got fanatics on our side who think Democrats want illegals to vote. This moron cannot see the evidence right in front of his face. There's an act out there, a bill called the SAVE Act. The SAVE Act would require illegals to very simply produce proof of citizenship in order to vote. If you didn't want illegals to vote, this should be a 100% participation vote by Democrats or Republicans. Here's Greg Price on Twitter. After spending the last 3 years flooding the country with millions of illegals, the Biden administration just came out against the SAVE Act, which would require documentary proof of citizenship in order to vote in American elections. You can see the proclamation right here. Again, we always produce bona fides and receipts. There it is. Executive Office of the President. Note the top. They are against it. They oppose it. The Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act. Why would you oppose that, Bill? Because you want illegals to vote. Folks in the chat, am I crazy? Is there any other possible explanation as to why this would be? Am I nuts? You don't want proof of citizenship because you want illegals to vote. This is why I'm telling you. Folks, we haven't done this in a while here. To all the people out there saying, you don't need to vote. It's going to be a red wave. Here's one. Come on, stay up there. Here's two from the other guy. Here's two more for me. And here's two more from my middle toes. I'm very sorry, but you are going to have to swamp this thing. I know it's not what you want to hear. I know everybody wants to hear, we're up by 5 in Arizona. You're up by 5 with what? American citizens or illegals? They want illegals to vote. You want more receipts? I got them. Now, one bit of good news. Mildly good news. Cheating with illegals is you just need ballots, as the great Sean Davis said on my show. But people do have to back up those ballots. There's a great tweet by the conservative treehouse guy, Last Refuge account. He explains this. You actually need a breathing body. It's very difficult to make up a person and a ballot. It's not worth the effort. They need a body. That's why illegal immigration works for them. We can still win this thing. And then we can clean it up when we win it and pass the SAVE Act. It's not great news, but we're going to have to swamp this thing. But here's more receipts for Bill O'Reilly and the other dumbasses out there who think Democrats have a lot of illegals to vote. Here's the great Ned Ryan. He's got a book coming out, by the way. I read it. It's fantastic. He's at Ned Ryan on Twitter. He says, I'll run this out again. Here's a form from Arizona's Medicaid office. Very explicitly telling folks that if their citizenship status cannot be confirmed, don't worry about it. They'll send you a federal-only ballot. Here it is right there. That's for someone send this to Bill O'Reilly, please, dumbass, so you can wake this moron up. And again, telling Republicans to stand down, basically, that they're not trying to get illegals to vote. Someone please send this to him. Ask him why they would have that on there. It's right there, Bill. And all the other swampy, dumbass Republicans, oh, voter fraud's not a problem. Don't get cocky, man. Do not get cocky. We have got to play this game better. If it's about ballots, and you better go grab those ballots too. We got to play this game better. That's all these guys care about. Now, the Trump team has been playing the messaging part of the last few weeks very well. Let Biden, that President Trump has stayed relatively quiet outside of Sean Hannity's interview last night, I believe is an asset to the team, not because we need him quiet, because we need Biden to self-immolate. And he has been, and we don't want to interrupt that news cycle. But my gosh, I really hope the RNC and others I hope they're working on this because this is going to be a big deal, man. This is going to be a huge deal. Cross-reference people with whatever, you know, in my race, when I lost for Congress, the way they found out that there was cheating is they cross-referenced some ballot stuff with jury duty forms, and a bunch of people that voted said on jury duty forms in my race, where we lost, said in my race that they weren't citizens on the jury duty form. One of those things can't be true. You got to figure this out. Now, the media has begun another operation. Operation one is what? Operation Dump Joe Biden. It's clearly on. You saw it yesterday. Yesterday was the breaking point. I told you you would know when it happened. Yesterday, I knew, and you now know too. The media has now decided they can't continue with Biden, and they have to participate in getting this obstacle anchor out of the way so they can maintain power, because that's what they want. The problem they have right now is, folks, Kamala Harris is basically the only choice. I'm going to tell you why. There's a great piece in the Wall Street Journal I'll go into some depth with tomorrow, but it describes the money problem they're going to have. Legally speaking, according to precedent, Biden is going to have to become the nominee first, formally, at this roll call they're doing before they can transfer the $100 million in the joint Harris-Biden account over to Kamala Harris. You understand what I'm saying? If not, they can only donate $2,000, which is a joke. That's not even a tip in a restaurant for them, okay? The money matters. Kamala Harris is the only choice for the money. She has to be on this ticket somewhere. She has to be. She is the only practical option. Now, I told you before, the only one she would take a back seat for, and don't discount this, is Hillary Clinton. You heard it here first. There's a reason the media is starting to creep her name out in polls again. But Harris has to be on this ticket. So they have to save her now. So the same media that acknowledged that she was a complete total mess is now engaged in Operation Reboot Kamala Harris. Here's the Telegraph. David Millward, beleaguered Vice President Kamala Harris, plans an image reboot. Here's another one. Just scroll through these quick. LA Times, they're all the same thing. This is the media. Vice President Kamala Harris making some changes, but don't call it a reboot. First Post, how U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is getting a reboot. You see how they all got the message? Here's the Free Beacon, their right-leaning outlet. Kamala Harris is rebooting her vice presidency. No, seriously this time. They keep doing this over. This is like the 1,000th reboot. But Kamala Harris has a big problem. She has a huge problem. Anybody know what it is? The problem is she has the anchor of the Biden-Harris administration around her neck. Hillary Clinton doesn't have that. Josh Shapiro doesn't have that. Gretchen Whitmer, Raphael Warnock, they don't have that. By the way, I promise I'll get to Project 2025. I didn't forget. But this is important you understand this. Harris has the anchor of the Biden administration's inflation, border problems, global chaos. She can't escape that. Matter of fact, she was the border czar. She has all the downsides of the Biden team and absolutely none of the upsides because, shockingly, Kamala Harris has even fewer political skills than Joe Biden, who maybe some folks will be sympathetic for. Nobody likes Kamala Harris at all. She is the most unrelatable politician in American history. So they're in a bind. So they have to reboot her. But listen to this. This is a CNN election analyst. Here's the problem. They can't escape any of these bad poll numbers. They're all anchored to Kamala Harris to watch. When CNN has to acknowledge this, you know they're in trouble. Check this out.
I just want to point out where the polls are now, where they were at this point back in 2020, and Joe Biden's worst position in the polls back in 2020. Right now, Donald Trump leads in an aggregate of national polls by about 3 percentage points. If you go back 4 years ago at this point, Joe Biden was ahead by 9 points. This right now don't look anything like what we saw 4 years ago at this point. I then decided to take it a step further. What was Biden's worst 2020 polling position? He was ahead by 4 points, which basically matched what he ended up beating Donald Trump by in the national popular vote. So this 3-point advantage for Donald Trump is Donald Trump's best position versus Joe Biden, whether you include the polls this year or you include the polls last cycle. The idea that the polls underestimated Joe Biden last time around, simply put, does not hold any water.
Folks, she's married to all of that, and she has no political skills whatsoever to be able to save this thing. She has none. And here's the problem additionally. All of the major issues she's anchored to, the Biden economy, unquestionably the Biden border, she's the freaking border czar. What is she going to say? How is she going to divorce herself from the record? Think about it. I want you to think about this practically. I like to be ahead of this, right, messaging-wise. You're Kamala Harris. You're now the nominee. Say it's Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris, Warnock, Kamala Harris, Whitmer, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's any thousand random combinations of Democrat crazies. The best she can say is, oh, the inflation and the border, you all hate under Biden. I knew nothing about it. They're going to come back with, weren't you the border czar? Or what the hell were you doing in the White House? And by the way, the most important question of all is, yes, I know what you're thinking. Once they acknowledge he can't continue because he's got a cognitive disorder and it leaks out, what's she going to say? I didn't see it? Everybody's going to be like, man, you really are a moron. Folks, you may be saying to yourself, Dan, that you've been covering this a lot. They really don't have any easy avenue out. No. They don't. They don't. There is no fork in this road, zero, that works for them. They did this to themselves, folks, and I feel bad for the country, but I certainly don't feel bad for them. By the way, just a quick clip from CNBC of all places. Here's Santelli, who's not a lunatic. He's actually a pretty smart guy. Folks, the economy, unemployment's now ticking up too. Didn't I tell you a few months ago everything was going to get worse, including the economy? Nothing was going to get better? Don't listen to me. Here's CNBC, certainly not a right-leaning network. Check this out.
And if we look at the unemployment rate, he nailed it. Our buddy nailed it up 0.1% from 4% to 4.1%. 4.1% is the hottest, and we have to go back a ways. Last time we were at 4.1 was November of 21. So you have to go back now to October of 21 to find a higher rate, which was 4.5.
Folks, now unemployment's ticking up. There is simply no easy avenue out of this thing for them. Nothing. This is why you're seeing the cheating. You're going to see an October surprise. I have zero doubt about that. There is going to be something massive. It's probably going to be a hit from the intelligence community. Is it? I don't know. If I would have told you before 2020 that some virus was going to shut down the globe and incentivize the government to defraud us with mail-in balloting, you would have been like, that's the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard, except... yes, sir, it happened. Something is going to happen. It's hard for me to inoculate you to something I can't describe because I don't know what it is. I'm just encouraging you to be skeptical of anything you hear. Oh, super virus, whatever. Just be skeptical. That's why you're also seeing this scare tactic about Project 2025. I've gotten, I don't know if these guys are checking my, they have access to my social and stuff. I mean... I've gotten probably 1,000 questions about this. Here's Donald Trump on Project 2025. I promise I'll explain what it is, but I just want you to read this first. This was him a few days ago. I know nothing about Project 2025. No idea who's behind it. I disagree with some of the things they're saying. Some of the things they're saying are ridiculous and abysmal. I wish them luck, but I have nothing to do with them. The Democrats, if you're on social media, are putting out this thing that Project 2025 is somehow a Trump team project to basically take away everybody's civil liberties. It's a big scare tactic. Matter of fact, if you go and look at the memes of what Project 2025 would do, throw people in camps or whatever, it's crazy bullshit. Most people can't even cite it. What is it? Folks, I'm here to tell you again, candidly and objectively, this is a non-story. I ran for office and lost. We all know that. Why am I bringing it up? Because when you run for office, you see running for office differently because you did it. Not because you're special. It's like, it's hard for me to describe what playing center field for the Yankees is because I've never done it. Doesn't make me better or worse. I just didn't do it. I don't know what it's like to pilot a plane. I do know what it's like to run for federal office. When you run for federal office, think tanks will approach you if you're a serious candidate and they think you can win because they have an agenda. It doesn't make them bad. That's what think tanks do. They think about stuff. That's why they're called
think tanks. Rich people donate a lot of money for them to put together briefing books so they can brief candidates on wish list stuff. Everybody's got an agenda. Everyone. Good guys, bad guys, mediocre guys. You will be approached by everyone. The Heritage Foundation, back in the day, FreedomWorks was a big deal. And you will go in, and most of them will have a briefing book. Here's how we can solve Social Security. Here's how we can solve the education crisis. Folks, the liberals telling you Project 2025 is some like big Republican conspiracy theory. It's never been done before. They are lying, and they know they're lying. It is nothing more than a think tank that produced a briefing book. That's it. The reason I didn't talk about this sooner, you want to know the truth? Because it's a stupid story, and I feel like I'm letting you down by not, like, exposing the wizard behind the curtain. There's nothing here. Folks, and in the chat, is this, is this making sense? This is a non-story. It's a complete, absolute, 100% nothing burger. It's a think tank. They get paid to produce thoughts. I'm going to try to find this for you. It may take a few weeks when I move. I have an old Heritage briefing book I got when I was running for Congress in, 2014, I forget, Maryland. I guarantee you, 99% of what's in Project 2025 is in that briefing book. Tell me how it's a freaking story. That's why I didn't talk about it. I was hoping it would go away because it's just stupid. And I'm sad to inform you, this is not some big conspiracy theory. It's nothing. And I'm done with it. It's not a scoop. It's no more of a scoop than the president gets a picture of how to walk on stage. Every president does. That's not the scandal with Biden. The scandal is Biden still can't get off the freaking stage. Please, man, stay tuned to this show. I promise you we'll sift through all the bullshit. You have my word. I'm not going to spin your wheels. This is a non-freaking story. Also, a lot happened last week, and because yesterday I was so loaded, please forgive me. I didn't get to it. I intended on. I didn't even scratch the surface with the presidential immunity ruling. Folks, this is another story. It's not a non-story, but it's, again, it's not the story like Project 2025 that the Democrats are laying out. The gist of it is this. As you well know, it was breaking news. You're all read in. The Supreme Court ruled that the president is not subject to criminal liability for official acts. That is a new precedent after Nixon. After the Nixon debacle, they said that the president is not subject to civil liability. So this is a new precedent. However, it's not really new in the fact that, in the respect that no one's ever tried to do what the Biden DOJ is doing. So basically, the liberals are upset that what's always been has now been codified in the law and legal precedent. You get it? Nothing's really changed because the liberals tried to change everything by prosecuting a president criminally for official acts. Everybody dig? If you're listening to the left-wing lunatic media, though, Project 2025 is going to take over the earth like a bunch of Nazis. And, of course, Donald Trump is going to go into office and start randomly killing people. I want you to listen to this psychopath, Joy Reid. And I'll tell you, she's making this whole thing up. But liberals believe it. Now the president's immune. He's going to start doing the Jason Voorhees. Kill, kill, kill. Murdering people at whatever that camp is in Friday the 13th. Watch this.
So they repeatedly talk about bold and decisive action.
Yeah.
Well, what bold and decisive action do they have in mind? Probably the exact same bold and decisive action the Heritage Foundation has in mind. Heritage Action has in mind. Leonard Leo has in mind. Steve Bannon has in mind. And what I think they're saying to the American people is that if we, this Leonard Leo 6, get our preferred president back, we are going to encourage him to break the boundaries of the law, to push it to the limit, to feel free to even use violence, to use mass incarceration. Go ahead and do those camps. Do whatever you need to do to take the bold and decisive action that we repeatedly have said is necessary for the function of the presidency to get the agenda done. And we'll protect you and we'll let you know, Donald Trump, when you've gone too far. And only then will you be stopped. This is a clarion call to every American.
Folks, again, man, if you're listening to these assholes, You are living in a parallel universe of stupid. Stupid. You ever see those Chipolo's laws of stupidity? You are living in the stupid world with these stupid people. You know how they measure stupid people? Stupid people not only do damage to themselves, but damage to others too. What does he compare them to? Bandits? At least bandits just do damage to other people and not themselves at the same time. These people are morons. They have decimated their own credibility. Everything she said there is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, you're smarter than Joy Reid, who is a clinical level moron. What is the political penalty our brilliant founders wrote into the Constitution to avoid a crisis like that where the president turns into a mass murderer under the guise of official acts? Anyone know what it's called? It starts with an I. Yes, it's called impeachment. And after he's impeached, you can prosecute him for whatever you want because he's not the president. We already have that. We have the 25th Amendment. If these acts are deemed non-official in a court, in other words, he's walking down the street on Fifth Avenue, and he all of a sudden murders someone. Some of you will get that. That would be legally a non-official act. These people are assholes. Everything they're telling you about Trump sending SEAL Team 6 to kill Joe Biden is such utter stupidity. Ladies and gentlemen, the guy couldn't even make a call to Zelensky, a legitimate call about Ukrainian participation in a quid pro quo scheme that altered our entire history of our government without being impeached. You think Trump's going to send SEAL Team 6 to murder his political opponent and nothing's going to happen? This is so stupid. These people live in a parallel universe of ignorance that's hard for normal people to comprehend. There is no amount of bullshit they can say where liberals will tune them out. None. Spygate, the collusion hoax, the laptop hoax, the vaccine, masks, COVID, the cheap fakes. They just keep believing bullshit because they're stupid. And you're not. And I'm honored to have you here. Folks, thanks again for tuning in. Big announcement. We will be live at the RNC next week. Me and Evita, very special program launch coming with Evita Duffy. You're going to love huge announcements. Don't miss any of the shows next week. Spread the word. We'll be live. We'll be having some special programming, special guests. The whole team will be out there all week. Make sure you download the Rumble app. We're making huge upgrades this week, so just be patient with us. That's probably why you saw the counter jumping all over the place. Huge upgrades. Very proud of the company. Watch live every day at 11 a.m. rumble.com/Bongino. Please give us a follow on Apple and Spotify before next week, too, so we can find a lot of new people there. It's all free. We will see you there. I'll see you on the radio show here on Rumble in just a few minutes and back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. live. See you then.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.